So on Tuesday afternoon, I led an act of remembrance at the East Greenwich Gasworks Memorial on Greenwich Peninsula with secondary students from our school, St Mary Magdalene. The work of those students has recently led to that memorial being listed, which is why we were all there this week. We had a minute's silence with those students to remember. We're here today to remember. Throughout the history the people of God, we have been called to remember. Throughout the great sweep of salvation history, the people of God have got it wrong. They've turned away from God, they've forgotten God, and God continually calls his people back to him and reminds us who he is and that we need to remember so we can turn back to him. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, starts in the King James Version with, "Lest you forget." In our today's New Revised Standard Version translation, that verse says this, "Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I'm commanding you today." The people of God are constantly called to remember who God is and how God acts to bring us hope, to save us, and to show us how to live. For there are real dangers in failing to remember. If we don't remember, we don't learn from the past. We remember in order to be changed. We remember so that we can look forward with a new confidence and a new hope. As our reading from Lamentation reminds us, however difficult things are, have been, or seem to be, we can remember the goodness of God and his promise. "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Jesus too told us to remember. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells the story of that last supper Jesus had with his disciples, how on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me." Today, we gather around this table to remember the saving work of Jesus on the cross, his death and resurrection, to remember the promise of hope and life in Jesus. And of course, on this Remembrance Sunday, we remember the terrible tragedy of the countless millions who have died in wars across the world. Today, of course, and it's celebrated in our windows over there, is the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. That day when, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, hostilities in the First World War ended. Church bells rang out around the country in relief. Cecil Sewell was an old boy of Dulwich College, where three of my sons went to school. He left school in 1910, went to London University, then started training to be a solicitor. He joined up in 1914 as a private and, after serving at the front, returned home for further training and was commissioned as an officer in 1916. He was killed in action on the 29th of August 1918 and was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross. And this is what is written in the VC citation. "When in command of a section of Whippet-like tanks in action, this officer displayed most conspicuous bravery and initiative in getting out of his own tank and crossing open ground under heavy shell and machine gun fire to rescue the crew of another whippet of his section, which had side-slipped into a large shell hole overturned and taken fire. Lieutenant Sewell saved the lives of the officer and men inside. Seeing one of his men lying wounded behind the tank, he dashed across the open ground to his assistance. He was hit fatally in the act of dressing his wounded driver. Throughout, by his prompt and heroic action, he showed an utter disregard for his personal safety. He was 23 years old. Walter Tull was the second person of mixed race to play in the top division of the Football League in this country. He enlisted in 1914, suffered shell shock, then returned to action in the Battle of the Somme and was decorated with the 1914-15 Star and other British War and Victory medals. He was commissioned as an officer in 1917 and mentioned in dispatches for his gallantry and coolness in Italy in 1918. But only 2 months later, he was killed in no man's land during the Second Battle of the Somme. He was 29 years old. It was truly a world war. This is the British West Indies Regiment. Most of those soldiers sailed at their own expense from the Caribbean to this country to enlist and to fight in Europe. At the same time, there was fighting across Africa, from West Coast to East Coast, from North Africa to South Africa, in many countries that you represent, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya. And our very own Charles Medhurst fought in the Second World War. His older brother, Harry, was killed in Burma in 1942, just before he was 20. A year later, Charles was called up when he was 18, and he served in the Navy for the rest of the war, returning to London when he was 21, and we're very glad that you're still here with us today, Charles. Charles reminds us how important remembrance is. Charles created this beautiful arrangement of poppies with the names of some of those who've died, including Harry. He stood out on Trafalgar Road much of this week selling poppies. He sold them to some of us too. He wants us to remember the tragedy and futility of war as we give thanks for those who gave up their lives, like his brother. He longs for the next generation to realize that we need to work for peace at all costs. So today we remember. We remember the names of those that have died in wars. They're listed on war memorials. They're read out in services. We tell their stories because it's in remembering that we are able to learn and be changed. It's in remembering that we're free to work for peace and reconciliation. In our gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus preaches what are often called the Beatitudes in his Sermon on the Mount. He says this, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." We remember not to glorify war, but to remember the quest for peace. For remembering really can change us. And remembering really does remind us that we are all called to be peacemakers. Early in the First World War, John McCrae was inspired by the sight of poppies growing in battle-scarred fields to write the poem, "In Flanders Field." "In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row." As a result of the publication of his poem, red silk poppies started to be sold to raise funds for the care of veterans from the war and to remember them. The poppy became a symbol of remembrance and of hope. Often poppies affixed to crosses the poppy and the cross. I hope you've all got one ready for us to plant later. The poppy and the cross, both symbols of remembrance and hope. Remembrance that changes us, remembrance that urges us to seek after peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Amen.